Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Finding Kin, Discovering Hope and Purpose. While Loving Kids with Invisible Neurological Differences is a memoir and practical parenting resource by Kari A. Baker, centered on her experience raising a son with autism and ADHD, the book explores what changes when a parent stops applying conventional discipline models to a child whose brain works differently. Its purpose is both reflective and instructional. It tells the story of emotional adjustment after diagnosis, while also offering concrete ways to parent with greater awareness, patience, and effectiveness. The book uses the idea of KIND, meaning kids with invisible neurological differences, to frame a broader understanding of neurodiversity that includes children whose challenges may not be immediately visible. Rather than presenting a clinical manual, it blends personal testimony with accessible strategies shaped by faith, advocacy, and lived experience. As a result, it speaks to parents and caregivers who are looking for both practical direction and a more humane way to interpret behavior, development, and family life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing parenting around the child's developmental stage, not age. The book argues that this mismatch is especially common when invisible conditions such as autism or ADHD are involved. Since the child may appear typical in some settings, while still struggling internally with regulation, attention, or transitions, by highlighting stage rather than age, Baker offers a more precise way to interpret behavior and choose interventions. Secondly, using positive reinforcement to build cooperation and confidence, Baker does not present praise as empty optimism. Instead, she treats it as a structured tool for shaping behavior in children whose motivation and regulation systems may respond better to immediate, concrete feedback than to abstract correction alone. Baker's treatment of this topic reflects a broader theme in the book. Effective parenting for neurodivergent children often depends less on force and more on creating conditions in which the child can actually respond. Fourthly, finding motivation through concrete rewards and predictable structure, the point is not to reduce parenting to transactions. It is to create an entry point for cooperation when internal motivation alone may be unreliable or developmentally out of reach. Lastly, balancing intervention with appreciation for gifts, faith, and identity by combining practical parenting with spiritual reflection and identity-based affirmation. The book helps readers think about support not as fixing a child, but as creating a family culture in which the child can be understood and valued. In conclusion, Finding Kind will be most useful for parents, caregivers, relatives, educators, and faith communities that want a clearer understanding of children with autism, ADHD, and other invisible neurological differences. Its main strength is that it connects emotional honesty with usable parenting guidance. Readers who are navigating diagnosis, grief, conflict, or confusion will find a framework that is concrete without being clinical and hopeful without being vague, compared with many books in the special needs parenting space. This one stands out because it is built from lived experience and shaped by a faith-informed understanding of purpose. It does not merely describe the challenges of neurodivergent parenting. It explains how perspective changes can alter daily interactions, reduce unnecessary conflict, and make room for a child's strengths. That makes it valuable both as a memoir and as a guide. For readers who want practical strategies, the book offers accessible ideas about reinforcement, regulation, and motivation. For readers who want perspective, it offers a way to interpret hardship without losing sight of dignity, meaning, and family connection. Baker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.